20 years ago today, Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. Just after midnight on May 17, 2004, couples began filling out license applications at Cambridge City Hall.
By the power vested in me by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I hereby pronounce you legally married. Amen.
Many Americans opposed same-sex marriage, and banning it became an issue in that year's election, but public opinion was changing, and today that moment stands as a milestone. Michelle Coleman remembers the day and also that she wanted to wait a little longer to marry Pam Waterman.
We didn't get married on that day because we wanted a big celebration. I did anyway. I wanted a big party, so we did begin planning right away.
They married later that year. Here's Pam.
So we got married at this house by a priest, and we also jumped the broom, and then we had our friend play the shake array, and so calling the ancestors. So it was just a mix of all the things.
All the traditions, yeah.
And so it was just a way to ensure that whether or not the law stayed in place, our marriage would still stay in place.
People did not know if it would stay in place until 2015, when the Supreme Court made same-sex marriages legal nationwide. That was over a decade after the Massachusetts top court issued its ruling that ended the state's ban.
Massachusetts says you're welcome.
While their wedding was notable, Waterman says their marriage has been ordinary.
I don't feel like our hardships or our joys even have been any different than any other marriage that I saw growing up, you know, the heterosexual couples, except that we might get some drama because we're same sex, which I think has lessened considerably yeah. over the years. But it's just been a regular, old, boring, day-to-day, lovely, she gets on my nerves, I get on her nerves, wonderful, can't live without each other marriage.
In October, Pam Waterman and Michelle Coleman celebrate their 20th anniversary.